From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Protesters are gathering in several U.S. cities Friday night, a day after a lone gunman ambushed police in Dallas, Texas, killing five officers and wounding seven others. Police used an explosive device to kill the gunman, 25-year-old Micah Johnson. He opened fire on police just as a peaceful demonstration over the recent killings of black men by police was ending. Dallas Police Chief David Brown.
Dallas officers are hurting. We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness.
The chief says the gunman targeted white police officers because he was upset over the week's shooting deaths of two black men by white police officers in the states of Minnesota and Louisiana. The eruption of violence has prompted President Barack Obama to return from his trip to Europe on Sunday, a day earlier than planned. Nearly 50 people were killed and fighting in Syria Friday, the last day of a ceasefire announced by the Syrian army to mark the end of the Muslim holy month Ramadan. The violence occurred near the border with Turkey, where airstrikes targeted a village. In the second incident, just north of the city of Aleppo, rebels carried out an attack on Syrian troops. Friday ended a 72-hour ceasefire called by the Syrian army to allow people to enjoy the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama in Warsaw, Poland, for his last NATO summit as president. As Luis Ramirez reports from the Polish capital, Britain's exit from the European Union